Yeah, Bo Ryan and James Weir are filling in. Last Christmas, we're all dying to see this film. I've seen it. It's in cinemas tomorrow. And the director, Paul Feig, is in the studio with us. And I'm so excited about that.
Thanks, Jackie. G'day, I'm so happy to be here. It's very good to see you all.
You are one of the funniest men in Hollywood. You're responsible for some of my favorite movies.
Yes.
Like excellent.
Everything Melissa McCarthy is in, The Heat, Spy, Bridesmaids. I mean, are you as funny in real life as you are with these movies that you create?
Not at all. I only work with funny people. I'm one of the most dour people you ever meet in your life.
Well, you've come in, I've got to say, you're looking extremely dapper. I mean, you're wearing a three-piece suit. You've just come, you know, from the Melbourne Cup yesterday.
I was. I think I saw Kyle there passed out, so maybe that's why.
Oh, no, that wouldn't have been him. Maybe he's doppelganger.
I mean, but I didn't expect you to be, you know, so cool and well-dressed and suave. Usually comedy guys, you know, who work in that world come in hoodie, you know.
We expect Seth Rogen.
Exactly.
I mean, is that a big misconception about you?
Well, yeah, I try to really represent old Hollywood. I like when, you know, people dressed up and wear suits and ties.
That's
also
cool.
I work with such, you know, talented people. It's a show of respect for them.
Oh, wow. I bet you had fun doing A Simple Favor with Blake Lively. Oh. That wardrobe was amazing.
Well, because she liked the way I dressed so much. She basically said to our costumer, said, she goes, I want to look like him.
Right.
So
wow.
A lot of those suits were inspired by me.
She
looks much better in them.
Right. Well, she went through that real pantsuit phase, you know, even when she was doing the red carpet. She was actually looking, you know, like your doppelganger.
Yeah, no, she said, I'm all in on the suits until this movie comes out. It looks great.
I love the people you choose to work with in your film. So, obviously, with Ghostbusters, you did the female remake.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with Bridesmaids, females, you cast females really well. And going back to Melissa McCarthy, she does seem to be a favorite of yours.
Yeah, I love Melissa. I mean, we did four movies together in a row, and it was the greatest. You know, when you're in sync with somebody comedically, you know, with you guys working together, it's about the chemistry you have. If you have a similar sense of humor.
Is she an actress that will pretty much be guided by whatever you say? So, for instance, in Bridesmaids, when she has to poo in a sink, how does she feel about that? Is she all up for it, ready to go?
She was all in. You know, that was her first movie. Who knows maybe she would do it now. But, if you're a great comedy performer, you have to leave your vanity aside and be able to just make yourself look ridiculous sometimes.
Well, with a scene like that, I mean, is that written into the script or is it just kind of... Is it improv, you know, a few days in advance, you just come up with the idea?
No, that's all written into the script because basically that scene works because even though it's got all the outrageous stuff in it, it's really a scene about somebody trying to pretend that they didn't screw up and then all the overwhelming evidence is showing them that they did.
Yeah.
That's what kind of makes it more humanizing and then you just go crazy with the terrible stuff in it.
And with Last Christmas, which, as I said, comes out tomorrow... Obviously, I can't say what happens in the end, but there is a twist.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff that happens in this
movie. Well, yeah.
It's a
surprising movie. How has that been received?
The screenings we've done, people have just gone crazy for the movie. It's exactly the kind of movie we need right now.
Totally.
We're in such a weird, divisive time that it's just a very lovely, life-affirming film.
Yeah, we haven't had a good Christmas movie for a long time, have we?
No, I mean, actually, when I think about it, there have been, but nothing, you know, I feel like Love Actually is the last one where I went like, oh gosh, so great.
And this one, it's still got a bit of bite about it, but it's got this sentimental heart to it, which I think sort of with your earlier films, you know, like with, you know, they can push the boundaries and go a bit too far, like that scene Jack was talking about in Bridesmaids. Where she's taking a dump in the sink.
Which we love, by the way.
We love. You know, usually in your films, you know, you cast these women and you really push them to a limit that where a lot of people think women shouldn't be doing that or women shouldn't be saying that. You know, you show them as crass, big, bold characters.
Well, we have that a little bit in this movie, though. I mean, Amelia Clark's character, when we meet her, she's really not well-behaved at all.
No.
And I love that about the script because, you know, men get to do that. You know, we see so many male characters coming out. They're all crazy. And everybody goes, oh, that's fine. But for some reason, if it's a woman, like, oh, she's not likable.
Yeah.
So we're just like, screw that. We're going to just have her go for it.
Has there ever been, like, a limit where you've thought, no, we can't cross that line? Or you've filmed something and thought, we can't include that?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Like, does one come to mind?
Well, actually, in Bridesmaids, we had some more stuff that went on. Becca, the character of Becca, she comes in, she sees the bathroom's filled, and so she runs down the hall to what she thinks is another bathroom and throws open the door and projectile vomits across the room. And it's actually Whitney, who owns the place's her office, and the vomit hits right onto her wedding pictures. We were like, maybe that's too much.
Maybe too much.
Is there anyone that you see that has success in Hollywood but hasn't sort of been catapulted to that level yet that you'd really love to work with?
Well, I mean, not to self-promote, but I feel like Amelia Cordelia, this is the moment for her, because, you know, I knew her from Game of Thrones. Look, obviously she's very, very huge already. You know, people know her, but they don't know this side of her. And I met with her like 4 years ago, just as a fan of Game of Thrones, thinking she was going to be very serious and stoic. And in comes this really funny person, and she's really, really funny. And so that's when I found this script. It was like, here's finally the way I can showcase Amelia.
I love that opposite where you don't expect it. You know, it was the same with Chris Hemsworth in Ghostbusters.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people don't think Chris is funny, but Melissa McCarthy says, no, he's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh, is he funny. No, he ad-libbed, came up with so many of his jokes on that movie that we would always, the women would look at me and go, like, did you write that for him? I was like, no, he made that up.
He was hilarious.
Oh, see, it's just not fair for someone to be so hot and funny.
Thank you. Yeah. I know, exactly. Yeah. Henry Golding's the same way. Like, he's handsome and he's nice. And he's talented. Yeah. It's like, oh, how dare you? Oh,
and Jason Statham as well inspired. Yes. Oh, man, I'm a big Jason Statham fan. I actually interviewed over there, and I got pretty much dragged out of the junket because he thought I was revealing myself to him. Jason Statham was very funny.
He is something else. My favorite thing in the world is to find people that everybody thinks they know what they do and then show them another side of them.
That's great.
Statham, and the nicest guy in the world, too.
They must all bow down to you then, hey?
Nah, you know, I bow down to them because they make me look good.
Oh, you're modest. How lovely. True. You must be nice to work with, too, I'd imagine.
Well, my whole thing is it has to be fun. You have to create this community where first of all, actors feel safe so they can try anything. Mm. Because when I was an actor for years, and you'd have like a mean director, and you're trying to be funny, and they're like, don't, it's terrible. And you're like, then you just clam up. Can't do it. So I was just, to me, it's like, hey, anything you want to try, let's do it, because I don't have to use it if we don't.
Right.
Do you ever crack it? Do you ever get angry, or do you watch yourself and go, no, I'm not going to put that in out there?
I only get angry myself, really.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, but I've learned over the years, like, sometimes, you know, people will do something, you know, in a take, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's so dumb. Why do they do that? You know, so but I'm like, okay, we got it. But then I get back to the editing room, and 9 times out of 10, I end up using that thing because it was real for them. Right. It wasn't what I had in mind at the time.
Yeah, right.
But you have to be open to the creativity.
You've got to be open-minded.
Yeah, totally.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
Jackie. New movie Last Christmas is so fun. Go watch it. It's in cinemas tomorrow. Thanks again, Paul.
Thanks, you guys. Paul. Appreciate it.
Good to see you, Paul.
You too. Kyle and Jackie
O. Thanks for checking out the podcast, guys. Plenty more where that came from, of course.
Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a thing and leave us a review. 5 stars would be nice.
Anything less than that, I will personally drive around. There'll be
now,
issues.
Now, we cannot make threats.
Okay, no threat. I'll withdraw my threat.
And keep up with us on socials. Search @KyleAndJackieO.